I hate you more right now. Dang it, I am.
There's not an I Uber.
I'm so excited I got to sleep in tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We'll discuss, we'll circle back to that.
Circle back to that. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Derek and Jenna Mitchell podcast. And in this episode, we're coming live from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Specifically the hotel room right now. And we're getting ready to fly out here soon. So we're right next to the airport. So you're going to hear a lot of planes. It might be a little
like
rough.
This one.
Yeah, it's just constant airplanes. I hardly slept. That's why I sound amazing. Also, my wife officially wins birthdays forever. We already discussed this in the last podcast. But basically, we flew into LA yesterday, went to see a concert. We got to see Muse, 21 Pilots, The Killers, Weezer, and there was a couple others in there too. Lots of really cool stuff. And it was long. Like, it was a long concert. We didn't get done until like 12:30 in the morning. And true to character, we talked about my personality and packing and how I needed every single cable for every single occasion. And I packed till 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
I know.
Kept from sleeping.
I know. So then we fly back tonight, get into Montana around 11-ish p.m. I'll go home, grab my other suitcase that's already packed for the week, and then go back to the airport at 5. No, we fly out at 5:30.
Yeah, you have to leave it.
At like 4 in the house. The house. I don't know. Oh, are you taking me?
I hate you more right now. Dang it, I am.
There's not an
I
Uber.
I'm so excited I got to sleep in tomorrow.
Oh, no.
We'll discuss. We'll circle back to that.
Circle back to that. Yeah, there's no where we live in Montana. I mean, there's a few Ubers and Lyfts over in Whitefish and Missoula. But where we're at, there's nothing. I could take a horse or a cow.
Oh, I'm real upset right now.
All right, so we want to talk about today.
What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about just, well, for one, let's say hello to the guest appearance by the Boeing Airplane. 747. There it is. No, I want to talk about like how incredible the concert was. And yeah. Just the feelings of people at their peak, like A game, just crushing
it. It's cool to watch people do what they are made to do.
Yeah.
And love it.
Yeah. And I think for some of our audience, you know, a lot of you might have come over from my Udemy courses and are some of you graphic design is a side hustle or you don't really have any kind of a hustle yet, but you want graphic design to be what you do. And you're at the very beginning stages and very, you know, raw around the edges, trying to figure it out. And I was just thinking about like some of these bands we watch and some of their stories coming up from, you know, everybody starts with nothing, you know, the first time they pick up their guitar, or the first time, you know, in your case, maybe you open the Adobe software and you're just maybe even a little bit overwhelmed by what you see, or, you know, maybe some other hobby you guys are looking at and just the complete feeling of maybe panic and overwhelm, or maybe that's not how you approach it. But I remember when I first got started, like, just wanting so desperately to be good at it, but being so far from it. And I think last night what really resonated was just seeing, you know, these people who, some of them, they've been at it for a while, but some of them, they're still pretty, like they had a couple guest artists that were just kind of breaking out and just happy to be on stage.
And stuff went wrong.
Yeah. But like,
but
they were in their element, loving it.
So happy.
Yeah.
And that was so cool. I mean, everyone that was on stage, like they were made to be on stage. You know, like that is their sweet spot. That is where they shine.
Yeah.
It brings them joy, and that joy fuels them to bring joy to others. And it just turns into this loop of good things.
I just felt like overwhelmed by how on point everything was. It was just like, wow, this is so fun. So good to see.
Well, I mean, it's Muse. How can it not be on point?
Well, that's true. Like, it was cool in The Killers,
so
too.
So amazing. The
like,
Killers were great.
Literally every note was correct. You know how in concerts, some people, they're just not quite as good.
They're
as
more
they
of a recording artist.
Yeah.
These are performing artists.
These are performing artists.
For
and
sure.
They were so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, so good.
Yeah. So where should we take this, though, for those people who hate music?
They can leave.
Sorry, guys. See you later.
Sorry. This is a music-loving... thing we have happening. How do we take this somewhere else? You know, I think that what you said as far as like seeing people do what they're really, really good at. Mm-hmm. And I would love to circle back to the idea that everyone starts somewhere, you know, and there's a huge difference between people who never really take their gifting that far and those that end up at like the very top of their field. Not everyone is obviously going to do that. Not every musician is going to turn into a band like Muse. And right. Not every graphic designer is going to have a huge agency and hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of projects every year. And not every painter is going to have his or her work put in a museum someday. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But we all should always be striving for the highest level of excellence that we can achieve wherever we are. You know what I mean? Like, don't half-heart things. Don't half-ass things. Like, do things well, honestly.
Yeah.
To the best of your ability.
If you keep this up, I'm going to have to put an explicit label on this podcast.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Pretty sure I learned that from my parents. It is a common saying. They didn't say that all the time, but you don't have to do things.
Yeah.
You full do things.
Yeah.
Go hard or go home.
I wish you could see the hand motion she's making right now. You're hilarious.
Full into the future.
Into the future. I had a thought and then I got distracted. That happens all the time.
Well, then I'll just keep talking. Stay the course. If you are listening right now, myself included, and you're doing something that you're passionate about, but you're at the point in the journey where it's gotten hard and tedious and not fun, because that happens. You just have to get back to the heart of it. What did you love about it from the beginning? I guarantee you that is still there. Take all the extra away.
You know what? That's a good place we could take this. So two thoughts. One is it's a new year. So this is a really good time to reconsider, take inventory of skills you have, passions you have, things you're doing, what's important to you, where you're at now. You know, 5 years from now, it's going to pass anyway. And 5 years from now, like, it will have been 5 years. So would you rather have been moving forward towards doing that thing, whether it's, I don't know, becoming a doctor or mm-hmm. a designer or a race car driver? I don't know. Whatever, you know, flips the switch for you, like, buy a book mm-hmm. and just start moving that direction. The other thing I want to talk about is, you know, you talked about burnout, right? Or what did you say? You were talking about...
Where the things you used to love don't seem as fun anymore.
Yeah. And so to kind of relay that to me and my story, it was 2015-ish and many years prior where it was really, really, really difficult for us. You know, I was freelancing, but very inconsistent. I didn't have a consistent work schedule. We didn't know when clients would decide to pay their bills. That's money like was tight.
2010, 2008 through.
Basically when we started our business. So for those of you like, yeah, I'm going to be a freelancer like Derek and travel and make money. It's that part of it is amazing when you do make money and when you do get to travel.
But when you don't,
but when which you is don't and you're working like time. When you had, which kid was it? Was it Evelyn or Audrey? Evelyn. It was Evelyn. When we had our youngest child, I had a project that was due literally the day she was born.
Oh, yeah.
Or the day after. And so a buddy of mine that was helping finish the project, special shout out to Devin Flaherty. You can watch that podcast somewhere on the internet on Derek Mitchell. No, youtube.com/Derek Mitchell. I interviewed him. Wow, there's a tangent. Anyway, he helped me, came over to the house. We worked out of our closet. We had a walk-in closet, but it was tiny. I mean, but it was big enough for like a chair and a desk. Why was it in the closet?
Because we had to move the baby stuff into
we had set up the room, you know, for a
newbie, a crib.
Yeah, and so we moved basically the desk and computer stuff into a closet. So those were our humble beginnings, actually not even that long ago. And so it was tough. It was really tough. And I've always liked technology. I've always liked art. I've always liked helping people. I've always liked music. And I love all these things. And so that was at the peak of doing work for clients who didn't respect us. And we were bending over backwards to make it happen. And I didn't like what I was doing.
Right. Well, and you're a perfectionist. You want it to be the best it possibly can be, which is good, but it's difficult to do that then when you're doing soul-sucking work for people who don't appreciate you and who are not nice people.
Well, and it's also different if your needs are met and you decide to like volunteer more time to a project to make it excellent.
Oh, yeah.
But in this case, like we needed the project done. We needed to be able to meet the milestone, get paid. We needed the money. Like I didn't have bandwidth to just keep.
It sucks to work when you need money.
Right. Which, I mean, that's everybody. Everybody needs money to some extent. But, like, we've learned how to budget better and how to have a buffer, how to have some money set aside to where if there's, you know, an issue, it doesn't have to go on a credit card.
Right.
But that took us 10 years of marriage to get there.
It took us a long time to learn. I wish we would have learned that right away.
What's crazy is I wish we had the same expenses we had when we got started. And we thought, oh my gosh.
I'm pretty sure everybody does. The world just keeps getting more and more expensive.
Well, but anyway, I think you also, you bloat to whatever your status is. There's actually a name for that and I forget what it's called. But basically, like, you're going to continue to bloat and swell to whatever the maximum amount you have. Wow, super tangent. I think to reel this way back in, try to bring on some sort of a track. Just seeing everybody tonight, last night, just super on fire for what they're doing and really inspiring. And I think so to shift that. So the project I was working on, it was a website in WordPress, if we're being specific. And then logo design too. That's another one. And business cards. Honestly, people want business cards, but they must spend any money on it. Same thing with logos. They think they can get like a $99 logo from logo.
We dialed this in.
Well, what I'm trying to say is though, like, I felt like I was pouring my soul into these projects that weren't paying any bills because they were so small, right, versus doing like a huge branding package or something larger.
Right.
And I think I'm still in the creative tech sector kind of things, but I don't do as many logos. I'm very, very picky about them. And I don't do as many websites. I'm also
very picky. Kind of the catalyst. You were at that time an adjunct professor at the community college in town. Uh-huh. And that was the one thing you still that you loved.
Teaching.
Right.
I don't
love design, but I think when you do find yourself in a point where you're like, I hate everything about what I'm doing right now, this isn't fun, like you have to force yourself, we did, to take a step back and honestly evaluate, do I really not like what I do, or do I just not like parts of it that are overshadowing everything else? And if you can objectively look at it, pick it apart, we did that. And we realized, okay, well, you love the teaching. You love the problem solving for your clients. You love the creativity of design. You don't like being pressured on a timeline. You don't like being pressured for money from clients who don't pay for months and months, right? So we broke it up into, okay, what do you enjoy? What do you not enjoy? And then we had we're still having this conversation of how do we get rid of what you don't love and press more deeply into what part of it you do.
Right, because I don't have the luxury of just deciding to not eat or go Top Ramen, right, or whatever.
But
we have kids and responsibilities now. Right. So I do need to still work.
And is it Brendan Burchard, Embrace the Suck? The crappy things, because,
well, he says honor the struggle.
Okay. Either way, honor the struggle, embrace the suck, whatever it is. Like, so that was the catalyst for us to be like, something has to change. We have to do a better job managing client expectations and setting milestones.
Yeah.
And requiring deposits.
Well, I'm always like, yeah, we can do that. Of course. So learning when to say no.
So I
and
stepped not be, up.
Yeah.
And I took more of a, okay, I'm going to
project manager, gatekeeper.
Yeah. We took the YouGurus
course
where we learned how to draft better proposals that actually really specifically outlined exact deliverables and expectations. And it's not like it was smooth sailing from there on out, but at least we felt like we were in charge and in the driver's seat. Instead of just, well, whatever happens, happens in terms of client expectations and payment and that. So if you can separate out your frustrations from the things that you love and then continue to press into what you love and then take your frustrations and figure out how to turn them around into something constructive, that is where you will start to see success in those seasons where you're like, why am I even doing this?
Yeah. And I think the other thing too, to kind of parallel the concert last night, we are in our 11th year of business. Weird because we still run a business, still technically have a business license, but I am full-time employed as a creative director. I got hired by one of my previous clients we were freelancing for. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. They let me side hustle, teach on Udemy. And I've got a couple of side clients. I don't do much because I give them, you know, my full attention. But
we just kept one or two that we had for years also when they hired you.
Yeah. And Where was I going with that, though? Oh, just to parallel, like, the music industry and the music scene. 10 years of really, really, really hustling, learning everything I could. When we first got married, I worked at a dealership that sold modular mobile homes. And I, because it was really, really slow, while I was doing that, I was able to study and watch tutorials, like, on lynda.com and on just Adobe, just to get really, really good about the software and how to use it. And then eventually people found out that I was interested in that, and they just continued to snowball as far as getting more work. So same thing with these bands, you know, they're in their bedroom playing their guitar, or their piano in their living room or whatever, and in the garage with their band. Like, it's not like all of a sudden you decide, okay, I want to be a musician, and tomorrow you're frontlining for Muse. Like, that just doesn't happen. Right. It took, you know, even if they've only been discovered for maybe 6 months, you know, their fresh albums come out. It wasn't 6 months ago they started.
Right. That's and I would say that it all goes back to your motivation for doing something. If Muse or 21 Pilots goes into the start of their career with, like, our number one goal is to have tons of fans and make lots of money, it's going to fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, I guarantee you they're in it because they are passionate about what they do. People listen, people don't, they're still going to be making music.
I think that comes right in line with this podcast. We were talking about this morning because we were like, okay, we should record another one. So we basically recorded a podcast 3 days in a row now, but we're going to drip them out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll be traveling this week, so we figured it would be good to kind of get a little bit of a buffer. But we were talking, like, we aren't doing this. Like, we have sponsorships now. You probably heard an ad at the beginning of this thing. Oh, side note, we are on Breaker. I don't know. I think we're on Spotify. We just got an email. We're on Spotify now. We're on Stitcher and Anchor. I don't know if iTunes has been approved yet, but that'll be soon. So you can check us out on all the platforms. Anyway, I mean, the monetization is nice. It's, if anything, like, it's not even for the money. It's more of a vote saying, hey, somebody's listening, and it kind of is making a difference. But even if nobody's listening, I really enjoy getting to talk to you. And I think we're going to continue to do this just to continue, staying in touch. And honestly, like, I've been listening to our past couple episodes, and you're hilarious. And so if for nothing else, our kids will get to listen to us yammer on in the future.
It's true.
So I don't know where I went with that.
I don't know where I went with that either. The planes are really distracting.
Yeah.
So I think to put a bow on this podcast, and we might add to it later when we get to the airport, we might try to find a quiet spot. Because for some reason we're always inspired inside airports. Mm-hmm. I think it's just all of the different signage, the unique culture of a place where we're visiting. But so we might add more later. But
having my phone. So I use Audible a lot for the books that I read. And I think part of the reason we're so inspired is, so there's this book called Atomic Habits. Let me look at, I don't remember who wrote it, but it's one that I was listening to recently. And so Atomic Habits, Tiny Changes. Oh, I can't see that. This is too small. By James Clear.
This is Audible.
Tiny Changes, Remarkable Results. So it's Atomic Habits by James Clear. Really cool book. And I mean, lots of really good things that I could point out. But one that ties directly with this is your environment, right? So going to the concert, being completely removed from our element, so different than Montana. Mm-hmm. It's jarring, right? Being in this hotel room where there's literally nothing but our suitcases, as far as mental clutter, right? And then you go back home and we love our kids, but they have toys everywhere. We have stuff everywhere. And it's difficult to separate going to work when I work out of the house.
Right.
Or even when I come home, you know, it's difficult just to see the kids or just to see you when I come home amidst the stuff that you become used to seeing and kind of used to forcing you into a habit loop.
Right.
So
you're bringing that up.
Why?
Well, because I think this year we're really trying to focus on our habits. You know, I know for me, like, I didn't do New Year's resolutions for me or the kids this year. I picked 12 life topics, one for every month to focus on, because I get to April and I've broken all my resolutions because starting 10 new habits at once is difficult.
You make it to April though. That's amazing.
But you know what I mean though? Like, and I love that you're enjoying this book, and I think you're right because it is the tiny things that make a huge difference. And so I love that we're talking about that. We should do a giveaway. We should give away a copy of the book.
That'd be cool. Okay. How do they win?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. If you want to see, I've got an entire book list. I'll link it in this podcast. If you go to kit.com and search for Derek Mitchell, I've got a list of literally every book on my shelf if you want to see what else I have. But that's the other thing too, that back to that 10 years of working hard and hustling, like, I think it was Jim Rohn was talking about, like, I'm totally going to butcher this. I'm tired. But the point is like, imagine you've got a stack of books on the ground and you're climbing up them to reach the heights you want to get to.
I like that.
Right? Like every book you read is like one step higher to.
Well, our kids have climbed Everest then.
I know. Our kids love reading. Which, what are we going to do when we move into this bus here in a few months with all of our books?
Okay. So I think, well, that's totally off topic. I have a plan.
What is it?
We're going to keep special books. Everything else goes in a bin, and we're just going to work the library for all it's worth. You are going
to
work the
library. I like to write in my books, though. I like to, like, scribble in my books and take notes.
You do you. You have your own space. I'm talking about for the kids.
Oh, okay.
But you're going to have to be in charge because I'm not allowed to return or check out books.
So when they go to the library, it's not, what do you want to check out? It's like, okay, kids, what books do you want to buy today? Because every single freaking book.
I just don't have mental bandwidth for. I do everything else. And just every now and then, things like chargers and returning library books just slip through the mental cracks.
If it wasn't for me, her phone would never be charged. When we travel, like, I'm the back to the packing cables. That's why it takes, like, I literally make sure everything is charged, ready to go. When it comes to books, like, whatever books we check out, it's like, okay, we're going to buy this one.
No, I've gotten better. As I say that, I know it's a total lie because I forgot to return their books from last month.
I found a stack of library books in the garage on the floor.
Oh.
So bad.
We're so sorry, Montana Public Library System.
I mean, there could be worse things.
We do return them.
No, we don't.
Eventually.
I return my books.
Very late.
My card. Can't they report you for collections or like affect your credit if you do that kind of stuff?
Well, we have a no fine library, so they can't do that. You just can't check out any more books until you've paid.
Yeah,
paid for. There's been more than once
I've gone to check out a book, and they're like, "That'll be $500," and I'm like, "What?
No, that is a gross exaggeration.
Sorry, $700.
Untrue. The most I've ever had to spend was like $60."
Just because I will go in and pay it off.
Untrue. Anyway.
And they're like, the max you can check out is like $30. You're like, perfect. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Jalen reads.
She does.
A book a day. So there's that. Anyway. All right. Bringing this back to a close so that we can get to the airport and record more. Your habits matter. Even if you can just pick one small thing to snowball.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think for us, in a weird way, this podcast is a little bit of a habit because it forces us to talk about what we want to see from your work, from our courses on Udemy. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
And I think it puts things in good perspective. I don't know.
No, that's good. I think, so I've got a planner. We both use planners. I used to use a Franklin Covey planner for planning my day and stuff. And right now I've been using one from Brendon Burchard. It's a high performance habits planner. And that's one of the staples of it. Rather than just adding more to-dos to your list, it actually reminds you daily of what's important. Like maybe you're not getting to it today, but like what's important for you for this month? Like what project are you working on? And I think you're right. The podcast will be something where it's constantly on our mind. So as we're thinking about what we're going to talk about, it reminds us about what we have talked about. What I'm really excited is I've tried to journal and diary a lot because I want to leave something for my kids. We're in such a digital era.
Right.
That all these Audible bookmarks that I have, they're never going to see that.
No.
The notes that I take in Evernote, like they're never going to see that. Like I've left my passwords. Right. I've actually printed
all your church notes. And
yeah. Well, I've printed my passwords and put them in our safe but you're never going to figure that out if I get run over by a bus or something. But the point is like the keys are there, but the chances of them finding that versus being able to pull this podcast off the shelf.
Sure.
Or, you know, the things that I have actually written down for them to be able to flip through and see when I'm gone someday, like leaving that legacy. I think that's one thing I'm really excited about is that this is relatively easy for us. Like if we had to sit down and write what we've, the thoughts we've had just in this one episode alone.
Yeah.
I don't have the time for that nonsense.
Sure. Sure.
Or the patience. So yay for podcasts. All right. Any other last words before we pack up? And
no, just thanks for listening, and we'll figure out that giveaway. I think that'd be cool to give someone the giveaway. Book.
Yeah, we'll plan some fun stuff in case people start to listen to this thing and it turns into be something fun. But if you are listening, thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on all those new platforms coming out. We'll be on iTunes soon. We're on Spotify, and Anchor is probably the best place to listen. If you don't have the Anchor app, it's super cool, super easy to use, and you can record voice notes. Nobody's done that yet, but you can send us a voicemail. Let us know you're listening, and you know, ask us your questions, and we can actually loop it into the episode. It'll be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, guys. We'll see you later. Thanks.
Bye.